jag kan ta Radio Krishna eller Prevrata, jag börjar på svenska och får se. Bara titta på The Office. Maybe we'll do a prayer actually. I'm looking at The Office and thinking, on one hand, what is going on there? It's a company selling things, paper, and but we are hardly aware of that. Business part of it, it's all about the social interactions, social life there. And in the old days, that social life used to go on in the farmhouses and out on the fields and in the forest. Now it's maybe mainly going on in offices and factories. But still, what's really mainly going on in this world is, you know, interaction between us who live here, people, how we deal with each other. You know, there are personal qualities, our virtues and vices and goods and bads are put to test. And that's where what is really going on about this universe, this cosmos, this world, at least our world. So, in other words, it's not, this world is not running as a business clockwork or as blind nature's forces mainly, but it's running there between us, and the meaning of life, the purpose of life then, is to learn from that and to, you know, make our relationships better and nicer and friendlier and less selfish and nasty and all of that, violent, but loving and nice and cool and, you know. That's what we all want anyway. Leaving each other in peace and, you know, helping each other, sharing if we have some excess. It's just so simple. So this is what knowledge means. This is what we should learn in school. These are the, you know, this is the science and civilization and technology and advancement that we should seek. The life technology, not just making machines and money. And trying to get pleasure for our senses. And this is how it used to be. Even I'm writing now about ancient cosmology. Even their way of looking at and describing the cosmos is much about that. Like in the Purani cosmos, you got the Virat Rupa there with different chakras, you know, different lokas where living beings can live according to their guna, their maturity and purity and how to say health, mentally and emotionally and spiritually, where at the bottom you have the ones only thinking about themselves and their survival and their food and their sex and so on. And up there you have the wise ones, the real, real nice people. So, yeah, then I'm thinking about my own life, how we were there in the... I mean, we can all look at our lives like that back. We were there in the Krishna temple and working together and trying to deal it out between each other. And it was real fun sometimes when it worked. It could be very challenging when it didn't. And it's still like that. But it was for me a great learning. And I can really recommend everyone who might hear this to seek that kind of learning experience in life. Such kind, not because it's the right sect to cult to be a member of, or religion or group or this and that. It's about finding an environment where you can learn and have that, you know, get both help from others who are on the same path to ascend like that in life. To become a nicer person, because nothing is nicer than a gang, you know, a team or whatever, who can trust each other, who are friends with each other, who can cooperate, do nice things together. It's fun, and you can accomplish wonderful things, and it spreads like that. It can spread quickly. So, but also that's the challenge of it, because, you know, you gotta give up some of that ego and some of that pride and some of selfishness. But that's a nice thing, a nice challenge. Hey, how can I, in this situation, with these people, with that person, deal in a way that is the nicest for us all, for us both. Not just what's in it for me, that kind of stuff. And it's not, which some people think, something unrealistic, you know, maybe something for very special sages. But it's doable. And I know, because I've been through it. And well, for me, I basically just realized I'm just an ordinary guy, you know, who try to work it out the best he can, and we need to be also kind to ourselves and not to walk around with some kind of axe hanging above our heads. With that inner judge looking sternly at us and screaming at us. Well, it's good to have that inner judge, but even a judge should be a nice, positive, friendly person encourages us in the right direction rather than punishing us and blaming us and whatever. So, yeah.